This is news from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for several counties up in the northern tier of South Dakota, with the exception of the Sisseton Hills and the Rapid City area is under a winter weather advisory. The winter weather advisory for the Rapid City area expires later tonight. The winter weather advisory for the northern tier counties of South Dakota expires tomorrow, but the rest of the state is under the blizzard warning that expires tomorrow. A mid-April winter storm continues to move through the state. Katie Bajorley with the National Weather Service in Rapid City says snow will subside from west to east in her forecast area, but she says the storm will hang around for some parts of West River.
There are some heavier bands east of here out towards Kadoka and Winter. We're still expecting several more inches of snow this afternoon and overnight. Places there could see another 10 to even 20 inches.
In the southeast, snow is projected to start this evening. Todd Heidkamp with the National Weather Service says the snow event in his forecast area will last from 7 p.m. tonight to around 3 o'clock local time tomorrow afternoon. He says several communities may see up to a foot or more than a foot of snow.
Well, it's going to be a pretty wide swath of 8 inches plus. I think the areas that are going to see the least amount of snow is areas of northwest Iowa, let's say like Lamar's or Sheldon in that area. But if you get to let's say from Vermilion or Elk Point on up towards Rock Rapids and then over to Jackson, Minnesota, everything west and northwest of that line is going to be 8 inches plus, with the heaviest snowfall occurring from Lake Andes, Mitchell, Madison, and up towards the Marshall area, where they can expect 12 to 18.
This winter storm has caused interstate closures, including I-90 in both directions from Rapid City to Mitchell and I-29 from the North Dakota border to Brookings in both directions. On the air travel front, the Sioux Falls Regional Airport will close late tonight and will not open until 7 p.m. tomorrow.